public service feature of KBMY, we introduce the Reverend T.F. Rutledge Beale, pastor of the First Congregational Church of 316 North 27th Street in Billings, in the first of a series of Sunday morning talks. Reverend Mr. Beale.
Good morning. Each Sunday at this time, I hope to spend a few minutes with you on the most interesting theme in the world, you and life. This morning I want to tell you a story that has fascinated me ever since I heard it. About 150 years ago, in England, the medical men in London were intrigued by word that came to them from time to time about an old lady, a Mother Hutton, living in Shropshire. The story said that she had quite a reputation for being able to help people suffering from different kinds of heart trouble. Those were the days before the practice of medicine was licensed. Of course, it sounded utterly preposterous that an old mother, uneducated, unlearned, would be able to do anything like that. It would have been quite understandable if the scientific men of that day had simply laughed at the idea. But they were true scientists. Therefore, they sent one of their number down to Shropshire to make investigations. He found old Mother Hutton and entered into conversation with her. "Mother, you seem to have quite a reputation for helping people with some forms of heart trouble." She confessed that some success had come to her and that the formula she used seemed to have power. "Where did you get this formula?" the doctor asked. "From my mother," she replied. "And where did she get it?" "Well, from her mother." And so it went. It was not very illuminating. Then the doctor said, "Well, I'd like to buy it from you." Oh, no, it was not for sale. It was something that had been in the family a long time. But the doctor was equal to the situation. He didn't argue. He just put down 30 golden sovereigns on the table. In those days, that was a fortune for such a person as Mother Hutton. And, somewhat reluctantly, she handed over her formula. The doctors went over it very carefully, examining every one of the dozen things it listed. I believe they consisted of herbs and flowers and weeds from the countryside. One by one they were tested and found worthless, and it began to look as if their efforts had been in vain. But at last they came to the foxglove, from which they obtained digitalis. The old mother did not know that the foxglove was the only valuable thing in her prescription. Someone had stumbled on a combination years before, a combination that had something that worked. It contained error, superstition, but also truth. And in spite of its weaknesses, it had helped people. Now came the great development, the dramatic development. Science came in and separated truth from error and developed that which was valuable for wider and more efficient service. In all human activities, we find error and superstition blended with truth. Yes, believe it or not, in economics, sociology, politics, they all have their share. And so has religion. But I doubt if the proportion of error to truth in religion has ever exceeded 11 to 1, as in this case. It is the task of reason and the scientific method to examine all things and hold fast to that which is good, to separate the vital truth from superstition and error, and enable man to make more efficient use of it. That is the task of modern religion. In spite of much error, there have ever been in religious beliefs and practices, those vital elements which have ministered to the race, healing its sicknesses, strengthening its soul, comforting its heart. And we cannot afford to do without them. But we constantly meet people who, in the name of reason, throw out all religion because they found other things mixed with it. Their false and very unscientific method is to say, there are some superstitions in religion, therefore all religion is superstitions. Or, some prayer is irrational and selfish, therefore all prayer is irrational and selfish. Or, we find some folklore and fiction in the Bible, therefore all the Bible is worthless. Or, once again, we find it unreasonable to believe in the immortality of the body, therefore all survival after death is impossible. And so it goes. What if the doctors had used that method with Mother Hutton? But they didn't. They were truly scientific. They operated in the spirit of Paul's words of 2,000 years ago. Test all things. Hold fast to that which is good. There are rich rewards today for all who are prepared to do just that. Rewards that will make life richer, saner, stronger. Now I must go. The churches are calling us to the hour of worship, inspiration, and fellowship, and you've good time to get there, whatever your church. This morning at the Congregational Church, we shall speak on the second of life's fundamentals. Last week, our theme was fundamental peace. Today, at 11 o'clock, it will be fundamental freedom. Next week, fundamental power. Your church is calling you.
have listened to a brief talk by the Reverend T.F. Rutledge Beale, pastor of the First Congregational Church of 316 North 27th Street in Billings. This was the first of a series of Sunday morning addresses.